The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from Free Radio Olympia, 91.9 FM in Olympia, it is time for... The Thunderbolt! Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Hey kids, welcome to the Thunderbolt, where we're likely to upset a few apple carts. Yes, we're your home for apocalyptic rhetoric and dumb jokes. So tell me, kids, have you ever wanted to become an activist and wondered just what you need to do? It's easy. You simply get together with a bunch of other people and then you all start banging your head against a wall for several years or several decades or several centuries. To many, the spectacular advances recently made by the gay rights movement has seemed to have come suddenly from nowhere. When the wall finally collapses, then indeed it does seem to come suddenly and from nowhere. But actually, those advances in gay rights were preceded by several decades of people, mostly gay in this case, beating their heads on a wall. When the wall of privileged white men getting away with raping women recently crumbled, everyone thought that this was a sudden development as well. But actually, this was the result of a bunch of people, mostly women in this case, beating their heads on walls for several centuries. Yes, kids, activists are the original headbangers. Now, I don't want to create a false impression. I know that beating your head on a wall may not sound like a lot of fun, but you would be banging heads with some of the most awesome folks you have ever met. and you would be listening to really good music, and you would be eating really good food, and you would experience the deep satisfaction that can only be gained when you know that you are selflessly working and sweating and bleeding and singing in order to achieve noble goals. This is an equal opportunity revolution. On-the-job training will be provided. No experience required. Yes, kids, saving the world may be a fun job, but somebody's got to do it. Or perhaps you just want to be happy and enjoy your life, and you don't want to think about wars or genocide or any of those other ugly and uncomfortable subjects. Well, if that is the case, then I am most happy to provide you with a modified version of some advice that was delivered to people such as yourself way back in the day by our former president, George H.W. Bush. Don't worry. Be stupid.
If you worry, if you bother your head,
I do.
It won't help you, it will hurt you instead.
It will?
Grouchers, groaners, cranks, and moaners, they're so unfair.
I know.
If you can't be gay and merry, lock yourself in solitary. Though it hurt you, be a pleasanter guy. You may even learn to like it if you give it a try. You could laugh and sing and dance as gaily as an elf, but don't expect to get much help if you don't help yourself. Will you try?
Show me.
I'll show you.
I'll try.
Good. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
You see?
It's easy.
For you see, our problem is not the fact that our Americans are uneducated. Our problem is the fact that our Americans are too uneducated to know that they are uneducated. Therefore, we don't need to worry about the fact that China, rather than bankrupting themselves like the United States by spending hundreds of billions of borrowed dollars on military hardware, has instead been loaning those hundreds of billions of dollars to the United States. And meanwhile, the Chinese have been laundering all of the resultant interest payments by going all over the world and doing things like opening mines, and by building dams and highways, and by doing things like building a high-speed rail line from Beijing to Moscow. And meanwhile, we can't even get a high-speed rail from Seattle to Olympia. Yes, kids, we don't need to worry just because our economy is stagnant, because our middle class is being decimated, and we are politically imploding, whilst China's economy is rapidly growing. They have a growing middle class, and they are more or less politically stable. Yes, kids, sheer ignorance. Allows us to continue smiling and carrying on with business as usual, as everyone in the world except the American public knows that America is going down. But don't worry. Even though a declining empire is usually a very unpleasant place to be, I hear that South America is very nice this time of year. Here at the Thunderbolt, we do not do ideologies. We do not follow herds. And we do not uncritically accept much of anything. If you are not okay with that, then you probably need to get your information elsewhere. But tell me, what would you do without me to tell you what is really going on? For you see, the thing about people is that they are capable of believing the most amazing crap if said belief is necessary in order to maintain their worldview and their position within that worldview. Since insanity has become normalized, then if people did not have the ability to adapt to insanity, then they would go insane.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
I'm pretty sure that even rich people still need to justify to themselves the practice of mass murdering people for profit. And I'm thinking that they do this by convincing themselves that since they are so much superior to everyone else, then ipso facto, everyone else exists merely to serve them. Ipso facto, everyone except them are expendable.
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
I suspect the way they view us is similar to the way that a rancher views his cattle.
I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt! And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers.
And this cannot even really be called a belief. Because actually, they seem to know this with the complete and utter assurance that only a true fanatic can muster.
No, I'm trying to just not... I'm trying to make you understand, that's the thing.
Wait a minute now, you blaming me for following it up?
And here's another indication of how thoroughly twisted these people are. They even look down upon people such as Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, because Gates and Bezos actually work for a living. The truly superior person never dirties their hands with actual labor. They have people for such things.
Damage control is easy. Reading Klingon, that's hard.
And while we are not worrying, I just thought of yet another reason that you should be terrified and cowering in your closet. You're welcome. I have always taken comfort from the fact that throughout history, the 1% has always needed us, while we have never really needed them. True. Someone needs to organize and manage everything, And I don't know too many people who have a problem with the concept of people who do more having more. But the fact is, there will always be people willing to step forward to assume those roles, simply because that is the way they are wired. People organizing and managing things take on more responsibility than people who don't. Yes, people who do more should proportionally receive a few more fruits from the tree than others who do not have such responsibilities. No, that's not the problem. The problem is the insane disproportionality of that imbalance that currently exists in our modern world. Brand new thing to be afraid of. What with all their smart technology, and what with their artificial intelligence, and what with their self-replicating machines, and with their quantum computing, and with their 3D printers, and with their automated cars, of which more and more of them are being built by machines rather than being built by people. What all of this stuff means is that it may well be reaching the point wherein they don't need us anymore to build their world for them. Soon. rather than having a person for that, they will have a machine for that. And need I point out their usual policy toward what they consider to be useless mouths, especially when those useless mouths are eating into their profit. Anyone who judges other people strictly by what value they have to the economy is missing out on what it truly means to be truly human. We should probably pity such people. That is, we should pity them after we have marginalized them and removed their power to control our lives. As a writer of both fiction and non-fiction, I can tell you that one big difference between fiction and reality is that fiction must be believable. Were I to create a fictional hero named Reality Winner, I would probably be seriously criticized for making up such an unlikely name, especially in such a context. But reality does not suffer the restriction of maintaining believability, and reality is indeed a reality. Reality Winner is, in fact, the latest whistleblower hero to be persecuted for telling us the truth about our government. Meanwhile, here at home, the rump has just revealed that when he signed the authorization for the Dakota Access Pipeline, that, quote, "I just closed my eyes and signed it." This guy has a true genius for making inadvertent metaphorical statements that are actually true, though in ways I am sure were unintended. There is one comfort that can be taken from the knowledge that our president makes major policy decisions by closing his eyes. If he ever launches a nuclear attack, at least we can take comfort from the knowledge that he will probably have his eyes closed when he does it. Yes, I believe we can safely say that this is a case of eyes wide shut. I once wrote a novel wherein the climax of the book was called The Age of the Enlightenment, wherein an alien race called the Oregonians decide that it is time to kickstart the human race and they open up everyone's minds to their full potential. In my novel, 98% of humanity commits suicide upon truly seeing themselves for the first time.
Remember when I ran away and you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you'd go the sack? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just left you anyhow because I knew you were already out of your mind. Ah, I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time. And you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha! I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed. I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right. It's true, I laughed, you heard me laugh. I laughed and laughed and then I left. Because I know you're utterly mad. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weevils who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And I'm happy they took you away. You burned my food, you wrecked my house, and this is how I paid you back for all your cruel, unloving, selfish deeds. Yeah, they've got you now, and you'll get just what you deserve for calling me a mad, you mangy man. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm.
We're gonna take a quick station break now. The Thunderbolt. Back in a minute. You are listening to The Thunderbolt on KHUH 104.9 FM, Seattle. The views expressed on The Thunderbolt are strictly those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of anyone associated with KHUH. Now back to The Thunderbolt. All right, it's time to get down now. You know, two of my favorite political researchers are James Corbett and James Evan Pilato. That's P-I-L-A-P-O. These gentlemen are the producers of Media Monarchy and the Corbett Report, amongst other things. However, Mr. Corbett and Mr. Pilato are climate change deniers. They claim that the, quote, climate change scare, unquote, is being manufactured by the elites in order to control us and to steal from us. Mr. Corbett and Mr. Pilato believe this because all of the usual suspects are all out there funding the climate change movement, and they are all out there making the big bucks on the solar panels and the wind generators. Well, I would suggest that funding the opposition so that they can take control of what the opposition is doing is what those people always do. And I would suggest that just because they are taking advantage of the situation, and just because they are seeking to profit from the situation, and just because they are seeking to control a situation and use it to advance their schemes of world dominance, all of that does not necessarily mean that climate change is not happening or that the science is wrong. So John D. Rockefeller always understood that if one controlled the energy, then they controlled everything else. And that is why John D. Rockefeller always sought monopoly control of energy sources. Now the machine to which John D. Rockefeller gave birth wants to impose a technological dictatorship through which they will control our, quote, energy use, unquote, through the use of smart grids and smart appliances. In their view of the future, every electrical appliance and tool that you own will have a transmitter sending information to a central energy computer that will determine how much energy everyone will have. But here's the thing. In addition to controlling our energy use, they will also serve as spy devices. Yes, David Petraeus, the ex-head of the CIA, came right out and said it. We are going to use your appliances to spy on you. He said it, in fact, at a summit for NQTEL, that's INQTEL, which is the venture capital arm of the CIA. And yes, I just said that NQTEL is the venture capital arm of the CIA. And if you missed it, for my show of June 17th of last year, I very thoroughly blasted NQTEL in a thunderbolt called Soften Your Skin with the CIA. David Petraeus said a lot of other very interesting things at this conference as well. For instance, quoting David Petraeus now, transformational is an overused word.
Get sick in the candy, if old life's soul is not on the uncle. Get sick in the candy.
But I do believe it properly applies to these technologies, particularly to their effect upon clandestine tradecraft. David Petraeus also said this. Items of interest will be located, identified, monitored, and remotely controlled through technologies such as radio frequency identification, sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to the next generation internet using abundant, low-cost, and high-power computing. And all of this high-power computing will now be going toward cloud computing, and ultimately, we are headed toward quantum computing. Petraeus allowed that these household spy devices change our notions of secrecy and prompt a rethink of our nation's identity. How true, but how convenient for the CIA. And if you think this is all crazy or off the charts, I can also provide a direct anecdote about some of the capabilities of these technologies. Well, you see, I have a friend named Shelley. Recently, Shelley loaded the Facebook app onto her smartphone. And in order to do this, she had to provide Facebook with access to her camera and to her microphone. A few days later, Shelley had a conversation at the restaurant where she works. This conversation concerned purchasing some chicken, whereupon Shelley went and purchased said chicken. The next time Shelley accessed her Facebook page, though, it was suddenly covered with advertisements for chicken and chicken-related items. Now, Shelley is vegan. She does not eat chicken, and she has nothing to do with chickens except at her work. She thought back, and she realized that she had paid cash for the chicken and that she had not used any club card or anything else that was capable of identifying her through her actual purchase. There had been no emails nor texts mentioning chicken. And Shelley realized that what this meant is that the only way Facebook could possibly have known that she was buying chicken was because they had been eavesdropping upon her private conversations. Shelley very quickly uninstalled the Facebook app from her phone. And all of this is even exponentially creepier when you consider the fact that Mark Zuckerberg just loves to hobnob it with the CIA. It's time to get to work now, kids. The management of this program would like to assure listeners that no animals were harmed during the recording of this thunderbolt. I have music. And again, if there are any Seattle listeners out there who know of any activist-related actions going on in the Seattle area that you would like to see promoted, and if your information checks out, I will be happy to do that on this show. So let me know. You can contact me at Dana, D-A-N-A, 98 501, which is the Downtown Olympia zip code, at gmail.com. Let's start off with a little lighthearted jaunt with the James Gang.
Thank you. through the day. See him when the morning comes, everything's okay. The captain's in the chart room, navigating on a star. He can't know where we're going, 'cause he don't know where we are. Don't you think that I don't know how to tell the time? Can't you see that you can't tell me something that is mine? Talking, I'm sure there's nothing said. Your book is lying open, and I don't think much is read. A dog is outside barking, something he can't see. The garden gate is
That tune was called Ashes, the Rain, and I. Before that, we had The Garden Gate. Before that, we had Woman. And we started off that set with Ashton Park. All those songs by the James Gang. And back when I was a kid, pretty much everyone had heard of the James Gang, but far fewer people knew that the lead singer and guitar player for the James Gang was a guy named Joe Walsh. And personally, I don't think Joe Walsh ever did anything after he went solo that was nearly as good as what he did with the James Gang, but that's my opinion. And you know what part of our anatomy people often compare companions to, because everyone has one. So some of you get 6 more minutes, but for the rest of you, we're out of here. Thank you very much, and hope to see you next week.